The voyage up the Red Sea was calm and peaceful. There were only four passenger cabins on board the SS Singapore, two of which were unoccupied. Amber and Penrod dined each evening with the captain, and after dinner they strolled around the deck or danced to the music of the violin played by the Italian chef, who thought Amber was the most lovely creature in all creation. During the day, Amber and Penrod worked together in the card room, editing David Benbrook's journal. Amber exercised her newfound writing talent, and Penrod provided military and historical background. Amber suggested he write his own account of the Battle of Abu Klea, his subsequent capture by Osman Atalan, and their escape from the captivity of the dervish. They would combine this with the writings of David and Rebecca. The further they advanced into the project, the greater their enthusiasm for it became. By the time the Singapore anchored in Alexandria Harbour, they had made great progress in expanding and correcting the text. It could now be published as an inspiring true adventure, and they had the remainder of the voyage home to complete it. Penrod went ashore in Alexandria and hired a horse. He rode the 30 miles to Cairo and went directly to the British agency. Sir Evan Baring kept him waiting only 20 minutes before he sent his secretary to summon him into his office. He had the 30-page letter that Penrod had sent from Entoto spread like a fan on the desk in front of him. On it were many cryptic notations written in red ink in the margins. Baring maintained his usual cold, enigmatic manner and expression during the interview, which lasted almost 2 hours. At the end, he rose to dismiss Penrod without making any comment, expressing any opinion or offering either censure or approval. "Colonel Samuel Adams at Army Headquarters in Giza is anxious to speak to you," he told Penrod at the door. "Colonel?" Penrod asked. "Promotion," Baring replied. "He'll explain everything to you."